Hello, everyone. I'm Arlette, and you're listening to Alpha Romeo. Luna Bell the dog. Yes, she's finally on Instagram. We wanted to share her cuteness and cuddles with everyone and support other furry friends, like Milo the Yorkie and Lola Pepe in Sky. So, it's been a little over 2 months since we rescued Luna, and it's been an adventure since then. The first couple of weeks were a little crazy, filled with late nights, early mornings, and a lot of accidents, and a lot of laundry, and a lot of paper towels. But we made it. Not to mention, we were all really nervous about how she would fit in with our brood. To be honest, the accidents are gone, which I'm so thankful for, but we're still dealing with how she fits in. My son is used to having dogs, so that relationship is going well. But my daughter has never had a puppy, and we're still trying to figure out how to best let them bond, while creating boundaries that are safe for both of them. Who knew that loving something so much sometimes hurts? Physically. I guess if you've ever watched Nemo, the little girl that loves the fish so much she just wants to squeeze them, that's the stage we're at, so I'm hoping we grow out of it a little bit. Olivia does love Luna so much, but she's learning about being a pet owner and having a balance of when Luna wants to play and when she just wants to sleep in her bed. Luna is luckily a very relaxed dog that likes to hang out in the den during the workday so my husband and I can get all our chores done. She every so often likes to come to us for cuddles, but for the most part, she sleeps a lot, which, hey, a woman of my own heart. I hope this is not a puppy thing, because let's be honest, I'm not a runner. I'm sometimes not even a walker, but you can catch me reading a lot, especially in my car, in whatever weather, while Olivia practices folclorico. Anyway. Back to Luna, and how I hope she doesn't need 5 mile runs on a daily basis. So, all the fun adventures we've had with Luna, she has gone through the bath process. Yes, it's always a process. She seems to accept that it has to happen, but runs around the yard with so much joy of not being soapy and wet when we get done. This may be the only time that she enjoys the Arizona sun, beaming down on her and helping her dry her shiny coat. I can say that wet dog is not a smell that I have gotten used to, and I'm not sure that I ever will. Throughout the week, we also brush her and use lavender essential oil spray to keep her looking shiny. It also helps with the dog smell. She also doesn't enjoy this, but man, does she seem to enjoy her own grooming, which I guess makes sense. We haven't ventured into clipping toenails, and I think we may look to a grooming service to do that. So, if you have any suggestions in the Tucson area, send us a message on Instagram. So basically, we do have her grooming taken care of. There are moments where she needs additional help with cleaning her, well, private area. So her dad is happy to take care of that. I can't believe I didn't start with food and snacks, but here we are. She currently eats 3 times a day and has snacks when we focus on training. We haven't ventured into any special food, and we still do not give her any human food, but we found some delicious snacks for her at our local farmer's market. The major downfall? It has to be the 4 to 6 poops she takes a day. Not that I'm counting. Okay, I am. Mostly because I'm the one that picks up her poops, and I can honestly say it reminds me of my diaper days with the kids, which are not pleasant. They're already so big, and she's only 5 months, so I'm a little scared to find out if they're going to get bigger, and then that chore might transfer to someone else. Speaking of training, Luna finished her online Good Pup training in May, and let me tell you, it truly made a world of difference. Our trainer was amazing, and her dad took so much time each day to ensure Luna was completing her tasks. I've never had a dog before. Well, There was a short stint with a cute little poodle named Guinness, but it wasn't very long, and she ended up living with my parents when I went overseas to Germany. I do see other dogs, though, and I'm glad that Luna's training has positively impacted her behavior. I think the biggest impact has been in her ability to interact with distractions during walks. She also had her first visit with her pup cousin, Milo. It was awkward at first, but by the end of the visit, she seemed to get a little better. We are trying to get Luna out and about. We do want her to be better with visitors. Since COVID is over, we want to ensure that she doesn't freak out when people are over, and even other pets. I will say that we have to go back a little bit to her basic training. Speaking of which, she's been spayed, and she has all her shots. So we'll also go on visits and get her used to the dog park in our neighborhood and take her with us on local errands where dogs are welcomed. She's recently also met her cousins, Sky, Lola, Pepe, and Milo. Poor Pepe was scared the whole time we were over, but Lola seemed okay. Sky was more annoyed at the little puppiness of Luna, especially when Luna was right next to her face when she was drinking water. It was good for Luna to be around other dogs and socialize a little better. The next day she saw Milo again, and they got along a little better this time. But Luna is still a puppy, and Milo is still a mature dog and wasn't really having Luna's playfulness. Not to mention he was focused on other things. After a while, though, they seemed to get along better, and Milo wasn't really that heartbroken to see Luna go. Maybe they'll become better friends as we visit more often. This week, she also had her first visit to the local dog park and made two new friends. It was great seeing her running around with these two other puppies. She also burned a lot of energy and seemed to know how to get along with her new mates. Since her 10-day cone confinement, she has also been on many walks on the big road so that she could be exposed to other dogs, cyclists, people walking, more cars, and anything else that could be a distraction. She still gets very excited at other people and pets, but I hope that she gets even better with socializing with them as she gets older. I honestly can't say how glad I am that we went to get Luna that April afternoon. She's such a good dog and has not had any accidents. She always warns us by standing by the door when she needs to go out. The most amazing thing is that one night, she actually began barking when Olivia was having a brain freeze from ice cream because she could sense that something was wrong. I don't know how, but she warned us. The other night, she even surprised me when she went to bed when I told her, "It's bedtime, Luna." I was in awe. Usually, I have to tell the kids at least twice before they do it. And on 4th of July, she was so good. None of the fireworks scared her, and it was very soothing for me to have her be so calm. I'd never thought I'd have pets. Honestly, in my family, we didn't really grow up with any. But Luna is more than that. And now, I really do understand how so many pet owners see their pets as their family. They are so loving. Well, at least dogs are. Cats? There's a lot of history there. And fish? You just kind of watch them. They're not very playful. I'm excited that Luna will be spending a couple of days with her cousin Lola, Pepe, and Sky while we go for a much-needed vacation back to the beach. Maybe her tia will even teach her to dance like Sky or twirl like Pepe. Honestly, there's a lot of things that we are taught when we're growing up. A lot of things that are given stigma. And I'm so glad that I gave something a chance because it's really changed my life for the better and it's caused more positivity. Next month, we might even take Luna to a doggy daycare so she gets used to other dogs on a daily basis. And who knows, in the future, we may even get her a little brother. Well, there's still that to be seen. With two kids and a dog, it's pretty much a handful right now. But I am glad that the kids are growing up with a pet. She's so sweet and lovable with them, and I know it makes a difference in the way that they're raised. Well, this was an update on Luna. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I like sharing what she's going through, and it's kind of like having a new baby. Anyway, hope you've been doing well. And as always, thank you for listening. You can always catch episodes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify every other Thursday.